You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des in the freaking building. Yeah, it's me, Steve Des, here with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast I bring here my most famous, talented, hilarious friends in the world. Because they come here, the Hollywood, the place where the stars shine. And they bring their talents here to entertain all of you guys all around the world. And today, I have a very, super, very special guest. Because he is not only a terrific writer.
Sure.
This guy is also an amazing, but I'm telling you, laugh out loud, riot of a comedian.
Okay.
He's one of the most... I met this guy recently. We were both moving, a friend of ours. And I said, I need to get this guy on my podcast because this guy is freaking hilarious. And he also is a hardcore gamer, just like me at heart, you know? So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and give it up for Todd Van Meter.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve Des. I feel like you're setting me up to fail with all those funny and stuff. I forgot. But
no, dude.
Aloha, by the way, stream.
No, you're super hilarious. Even my girlfriend was like, man, that guy Todd is so funny.
For like 5 minutes, but even my parents get tired of my act.
No, I think your act is amazing. I'm surprised you're not doing stand-up.
I've tried.
You've tried?
I mean, for a writer, they say you should get like a 5-minute set to do.
Yeah.
I do like local stuff every now and then, but the local comedians there, they're not that great because their jokes are more like, hey, remember that time Steve went in the back and you did that thing? And they'll get laughs because all their friends are there, and it's like, there's no way I can compete with that. Like, I'll have zero friends because I don't want my friends to see me mess up. So, you can't beat the local bar.
Just don't go to the local bars. Why don't you try the high-end clubs? Why don't you try Flappers or the Laugh Factory?
Do you have to pay?
No, you don't.
Is it free?
Yeah.
I'll do that then, for sure.
I mean, every club has their rules. Like, for example, well, right now you can't audition for Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Because they have this big controversy because apparently some comedian... I was recently there, actually. I did the open mic recently there at the Laugh Factory. And some comedian went in and did the open mic. And the open mic in the Laugh Factory is pretty freaking brutal in the sense of, like, you have to go the week prior for the performance to, like, stand there in line, that people line up sometimes since, like, 10, 9 in the morning, yeah. And they have to wait there to like, 5 p.m. to sign up. And they only sign up the first 15 people. And out of the first 15 people, they only take, like, about one or two that move on to, like, to showcase for, like, I guess 10 minutes. And then you keep moving on and moving on. But it's really difficult. But some comedian just trashed the owner.
Yeah. That's a great way to get called back, by the way.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, I've been trying. I guess he's been trying for a long time, but he never gets picked up or something. And he just went online and trashed him about, like, his evil ways to, like, pick people and how bad is it and how the management is and whatever. And now they basically sent an email to everybody that has ever been an open micer there to say that they're not going to have open mics for a while just until they get everything settled because the owner's really like, I don't want negative press against me type of person.
Did that guy do it on like Twitter or Facebook?
He posted a website, but the thing is,
he made a website just for that?
Yeah, it was a website just for that. And when you click, it's pretty tagged. It's linked to his like YouTube stuff, and
yeah.
So it's not hard because the Laugh Factory sent me another email saying we're gonna look for this guy and anybody involved in this project, and I'm like, it's not that hard. I found out who it is already just by clicking, you know, and I didn't have to do that extensive search, but apparently something big right now happening.
That's great. I don't see how, like you said, it was easy for you to find this guy's website.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is it not easy for those guys to do it?
No, they actually send me the website.
Oh, really?
That's the reason I even know. Because they say, oh, somebody did it. This is the article.
Oh, then they purge you.
Yeah, and they put the... No, I think I didn't even say that. But they basically sent me an email saying, oh, there's an article, and we're trying to find everybody involved and that made this happen. But I went to the article. I kind of read it because it's a lot of nonsense. But then I clicked, and it sent me to, like, their YouTube channel and all that stuff.
But what are they going to do when they find this guy?
I don't know.
Slap him or...
I don't know.
What's their end game?
I have no idea, but probably shut down the website or whatever. I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Do you know if that guy had a good stand-up set, though?
I have no idea. At least for the looks of it, it looks like he is more than likely homeless, but somehow he manages to, like, travel around and do stand-up. So I guess he's a real comedian, but he looks homeless.
So a homeless guy made a website to trash. Where does he get the funds and where does he get the means to do this? Like, he just went to a Starbucks and...
I don't know, man. Pure hate. Pure hate.
At least he didn't, like, call him the N-word like Michael Richards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the laugh. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
It was horrible.
He just loses it.
But it was hilarious, though.
And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, he must think he's going to get another chance there.
No. Like, I think he's done. He's done. That's like the ultimate no-no, you know?
My favorite thing was he apologized to Al Sharpton. Because when you do things bad to black people and you apologize to Al Sharpton, it's all erased.
Pretty much. I'm baffled. Just to the fact that every time something happens within the black community, the black race, they have to apologize to, like, Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson.
He's like one of those lawyers, the emergency truck lawyers. Like, they see something bad and, like, they're immediately there. Like, he must have, like, a good source of, like, people on the street. Like, hey, this happened. We need your help. I don't know. He does not look well, though. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Ugh. You think he has something wrong with him, like a sickness?
I mean, yeah, he's just getting old. You know, people get old, and...
He just looks dilapidated.
And I don't know, maybe he's not even happy. They say a lot of people that have a lot of money or whatever, pursue things, maybe not... Maybe, who knows? I'm not pointing fingers or anything, but, like, they say when people get to a certain point, they think they're gonna be happy. They're not.
You think he just wants to have sex with a white woman now?
More than likely.
Yeah,
a big chubby one.
Mm, so good. What's his? What is he married?
I have no idea. I have no idea. That would be something interesting to look for.
I wonder what's that like when he gets home and just. I bet you she's a good woman.
I bet you she is.
But he did. You know what? I want to see this guy as a kid. I want to see, like, if he was, like, this monotoned as a child.
How were you as a kid? I want to know that.
I was chubby as a kid. We live about a block away from a KFC.
Mm-hmm. So you would eat there every day? Well, dude, when I lived in West Palm Beach, I lived close to a Wendy's. Everybody knew my name. Because I was having breakfast every single day there.
How is a Wendy's breakfast? I've never... What are they
Well,
serve?
I actually didn't have typical breakfast. I would just have Junior Bacons and, like, Frosties.
Yeah.
I would just get... I would literally go there, get up at 10 a.m. and go and get 3 Junior Bacons and a large Frosty.
That sounds good.
And that would be my breakfast every single day.
The chili there is delicious.
I never had the chili.
The baked potato they have is good.
Mm.
Shout out to Wendy's, by the way.
Shout out to Wendy's.
Wendy's, shout out.
We're not in any way, shape, or form sponsored by Wendy's. But
one day.
It is pretty delicious. I mean, again, you shouldn't be eating that because it's crap. I mean, at the end of the day, fast food.
Yeah.
in general, but I'm gonna say I had some great times with Wendy's when
just like my KFC adventures. My parents knew not to send me to get a bucket of chicken because it would come back with bones in it. So I'd get like a 20 piece, and I'd eat like 5 on my way there.
I feel like I'm just getting too self-conscious sometimes. Like, really? For example, like today I got Chick-fil-A, but sometimes when I feel so guilty, especially because I live close to a KFC. I don't know if you noticed when you came out here.
No.
But there's a KFC like right there. Because you came 4th Street, that's why. Yeah. This is 6th Street. When you come to 6th Street, there's a KFC like right there. So whenever I go and buy KFC, which is pretty often, it's right there. I feel really guilty because I'm like, is this even real chicken?
I don't care. I wish they would just sell their skin, and I would just eat that.
The skin. Have you seen that South Park episode?
Oh yeah, with the with Eric Cartman just eating the chicken skin.
Yeah,
it's the best part of the chicken though, because sometimes you'll tear in and it's like pink and it's still bloody. It's like, I don't know.
I just find it so hilarious that they go like, yeah, can you help me unpack the bags? You eat the chicken in a second. And then Cartman goes really like an asshole and eats all the skin of all the chicken. Right, and that's all he eats.
What would be your top 3 chicken places to eat?
Chicken places. I don't know what my first one. I'm trying to think my first one. I'm gonna say, just because of today, since I went and bought it, I'm gonna say Chick-fil-A. Just because I bought it, and I still up to this day is clear in my head the first time I even had Chick-fil-A. I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever had.
How did you feel when they came out and were against gay people?
You know, I felt bad, but I still bought Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, right? You weren't one of those people who just stopped going?
No, and what was hilarious was that I remember I was doing this, the No Hate campaign. You know, you put the tattoo.
Yeah, and you're like supporting the duct tape.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I support gay marriage. And it was right beside Chick-fil-A. And they were like protesting, like, oh yeah, don't eat a Chick-fil-A, blah blah. People with signs, picket fence, and whatever. And we were doing the line. It was like there's a studio right next to that Chick-fil-A in Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah.
And I went, and when I was taking the picture, I had a cow watch on, which is actually that one that's right there.
Yeah.
And it's a Chick-fil-A watch, like a kitty watch, because I'm a big fan of like kitty watches for some, because they fit. Yeah. So I had it on, and they were like, no, you got to take that off. We're against Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. If I were you, I would just throw that in the trash. And I'm like,
well, you're not.
Well, me. I'm not doing that. And I just put it in my pocket, and I took the picture. And then afterwards, I went and I ate Chick-fil-A.
Because you're not supporting what the guy said. You want delicious chicken.
Yeah, yeah. I was hungry, people. Yeah. And I understand a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't. You should not, support, shock treatments against gay people and things like that. If they're bad, you should not eat it. It's food, people. Yeah. I'm not supporting the cost. I mean, it seems like it because I'm putting money down, but I'm supporting the fact that I'm hungry and they have delicious chicken.
There's one by my house at the Long Beach Town Center. And I remember there were people who were just taking the sandwiches and like throwing them on the ground, like in protest. And I physically got mad. Like,
but they will buy.
Yeah, it was dumb. But I was like, it's
super dumb.
It's such a waste of food. And it looked. That just shows how much I like food. Like I didn't care about what they were doing or that they were like blocking traffic. I'm like, that's so much food that you're wasting, and it hurt.
I mean, no matter what, it's food, you know?
I mean, I've been called names before, but when I saw that, I was physically mad. I was like, ugh, that's the plateau where I get mad.
Especially that chicken. It's like, it's the only chicken I feel like it's real.
Yeah, and the breading's not, like, too much. It's good.
Yeah, like, for example, if I see somebody throwing in the ground, like, a Big Mac, then I'll be like, okay, I get it. I can get it. It's still food, but it's fake food, you know.
Is it?
Is it?
I love a Big Mac.
dude, now, see, I can't, when I eat a Big Mac, can't I even watch it? Before, I used to, like, watch it and enjoy it and be like, this is the most amazing thing ever.
Asking when, people to come watch you eat it.
Watch me eat this Big Mac, the sauce is dripping down my cheeks.
Stop talking about it.
Yeah, but then, after, now, you know, now that I'm more conscious about, like, food and, like, health and just eating right and all that, every time I even get a Big Mac, I feel so guilty that I just have to stare at the TV and just eat it real quick.
Well, I mean, you're a fit guy. Do people like call you out on auditions and stuff? Like, you need to gain weight, you need to be more in shape?
No, it's mainly me, just because my family has a long history of, like, so many health issues. Like, my parents' side, there's a lot of, like, cardiac arrest and heart attacks and things like that. And on my mom's side, there's a lot of like cancer and things like that.
Okay.
So I've been, just because of that, just because of family in general, I've been more like, I need to eat better. I should be more responsible the way I eat. And it's also because, you know, ever since college, I was just eating fast food all the time. Like, all the time. And when you eat all the time, every single day, it gets to a point that you're like, what am I doing with my life?
It's good. It's good, though.
Like, it's good to get to that point. Because, yeah. Like...
Also, you don't want to catch the gout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that seems like something I don't want. Just pain in my foot and, ugh, no thank you. Mm. I do love candy, though.
Candy's awesome. I used to be big on candy when I was, like, a kid.
Like, I've combined Starburst with Skittles. I would just mash two Starbursts in between a couple of Skittles.
Oh.
Just make, like, a candy sandwich.
That's awesome. But you know those candy stores that they have that, like, you can just pick and choose and put it in a bag?
Yeah, yeah.
Those things were in my neighborhood, but it was just, like, old ladies that would sell it. You would go to their house.
Did they have that smell?
Oh, yeah.
That old lady smell?
No, didn't have the old lady smell. Okay. It smelled like fresh candy. Mm. It was like boxed in. And you would literally go to this old lady houses in the ghetto where I lived at. And they will have stack up like just boxes full of like those sharks. The one that are blue and white and the little puffy ones that they were like the little, they look like mushrooms, but they were like pink on the top and then white on the bottom. I forgot the name of those either, too. And gummy worms and all this stuff. And you would just pick it, and it says 50 cents, 10 cents, 25 cents. And you would just like, I only have $3. Damn it.
This was at some lady's house?
Yeah.
That's crazy. She had a candy shop in her house.
It was a popular thing around my neighborhood. Like, there was a couple old ladies like competing against each other selling candy from their house.
Did they send like their grandchildren to rough up the other place?
I guess so. Like, they would just, I guess, tell their kids or their grandkids, like, hey, when you're playing with the other kids, tell them I sell candy. That was the hustle. They would be like, yo, my grandma sells candy. You want some? Yeah, let's go get some candy.
How different would it be if it was like an old man? He's like, yeah, tell your friends to come to my house. I have candy for them. It would just be different. Maybe if they talk like that and in that tone, it would sound weird. Maybe, I don't know. I think everyone's out to rape me. Like, that's my biggest fear.
For you to get aggressively raped by an old person?
Oh, an old person, a young guy, The Rock.
The Rock.
Because I was watching a movie with my friend, and there was a prison rape scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I'm thinking, you know, I'm a pretty tough guy. I could probably fight off a lot of those guys. But what guy couldn't I fight off? And immediately I thought, there's no way I could stop The Rock.
Like, no. I saw a picture of The Rock in like 2007 and The Rock now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that guy has gotten bigger.
He's all muscle now.
He's like the biggest guy I've ever seen, ever.
And how do you stop that from attacking you?
That's why people keep giving him roles. Because they think if he doesn't get this part, he's going to snap my neck off.
Because it looks like, I was thinking like, well, maybe I could bite him. I was like, no, he seems too solid. It seems like I would be biting like a brick if I try to bite his arm. And I don't know. Well, my friends thought I was weird for thinking that, though. Is that not a fear most guys have?
I mean, if you're a good runner, I think you safely escape a rape from The Rock.
He seems fast, too. Knowing my luck, I'd probably, like, sprain an ankle as I was running.
I mean, but big guy, I mean, he takes care of himself a lot. So yeah. I cannot say anything bad about The Rock, really.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He will rape you. Like, if he wants to rape, if he really wants to rape you.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You just let it happen. And just, would you tell your friends?
If I tell what? Oh, yeah, of course I would tell my friend. I'd be like, yo, I got raped by The Rock.
I wonder where the ladies would be jealous.
Like, I wonder if they would be like, wait, are you talking about you got raped by a rock or by The Rock?
Yeah, that's awful. Just imagining that, getting raped by an inanimate rock.
Yeah, I was closing my eyes, dude. I thought it was The Rock. He actually put a rock in my...
there's not many people like him. Oh, what if objects could do that? Just come to life and just go inside you.
Go.
I actually did get a... I was helping my friend move last year, and we were taking his therapeutic bed down from the top stairs.
Mm.
And for some reason, all of the weight got pushed on my side, and I just got anally assaulted by his stair banister. And it was the most uncomfortable thing, because instead of helping me push it off, my friends were just laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I hate all of you. This hurts. This is not a good feeling. But
are you like the moving person on duty? Like, you've been moving people all around town?
To me, it's like, if we're friends and you need help and you don't want to pay movers to do stuff, like, let's do it. Let's jam.
I like moving people, but sometimes I need a break.
Spend a day. What was it like at a? Did we get a break at charities?
A charity? Well, when I came in, you guys already had the U-Haul already packed up.
Yeah.
So we were taking just the equipments that fit in the car. I think the toughest thing is really just putting in the U-Haul, all that stuff.
Yeah, that was.
And you guys already did that. So for me, it was, you know, air quotes, easy work.
Did you see her? Have you seen her neighbor? Her former neighbor Alan?
No,
I said neighbor a lot.
I hear a lot of stories about Alan, but I never met him.
That day I saw him and it was amazing. First of all,
he looks like a meth head?
No, he looks like a former Temptations member.
Oh.
Like, he came out and I don't know if he got dressed up for us, but his hair was right and it was like sort of in between like a fro and like a nice cut. It was in that middle spot, the height. And he had on, like, a members-only jacket, and he had on, like, a shiny shirt and, like, shiny pants. And he came out with, like, a briefcase. We don't know what of. But he didn't even acknowledge us, and he had this, like, walk about
him. What is he, a Persian clove owner or something?
Pretty much. He literally looked like he stepped out of a time machine.
Mm.
And across the street, he just went into, like, his, I think his, what is it? I forget the type of car, but he looked pretty smooth.
And he's having sex with hookers every night? And doing meth.
You know what, man? If he can afford it, man, good for him.
Is it really? Is it a true story, or is it just charities made up stuff?
I think it's true. Like, there's no reason for me to not believe charity, but I mean, that must be amazing. I mean, as a guy, would you mind if your upstairs neighbors was just jamming?
I mean, it depends how loud it is.
Yeah.
For example, I've had occasions that I've heard pretty loudly people having sex, but it hasn't been disturbing, you know. if it gets to a point that is disturbing, in the sense of like I can't sleep because of this thing that's happening, then that's another story. I haven't been to that point. I've heard people having sex, like, on top of me. Not on top of me, being, like, a floor above me.
Because that would be weird.
That would be really weird. On top of me. Yeah. Just clean yourself up when you're done.
Your college roommate is like, he couldn't wait and just jumped on top of your bed.
Yeah. You said your college roommate.
All right, now here comes the juice.
Actually, I remember when I went to Performing Arts College out here, actually. I woke up. It was a Saturday morning. I woke up and my roommate's having sex. And in that performing arts college, like, we lived basically stacked in a living room.
Yeah.
So it was three twin beds there. They were pretty separated, you know. You have at least 10 feet of distance or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally wake up, and the first thing I do is look. Like, when I wake up in the bed, I look directly to his bed, and he's there having sex with this girl.
did you guys make eye contact?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, what's up?
That's always the weirdest thing. Like, people ask me, like, you know, is that your fantasy to, like, double team a woman? First of all, no. But
no.
Secondly, it's like, how do you not, like, what do you do when you make eye contact with the other guy?
Like, I was like, at that point, that was the second time I actually saw him,
yeah,
like, having sex. Because the first time, it was actually, I was walking around the building, right? And I forgot something in my room, like, yeah, a wallet or whatever it was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was with somebody. I'm like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to get my wallet or whatever. And, like, I go to the room, and it's pitch dark.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I open the door, it's like that same girl with my roommate. And
oh, that's good. It's the same girl, though.
Yeah, but that girl was, like, around and about, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because she even told, she was like, hey, you want to sleep with me? I'm like, no.
as your friend was,
you already slept with my disgusting roommate. I know every single disgusting little detail about him.
Did you just walk into, like, a fog of, like, stink? The smell was so heavy.
Not really. It was just pitch dark, and I was just shocked.
Yeah.
But it was just pitch dark, and as soon as I opened the door, it's like...
like a vampire.
And they're both not the most attractive people in the world.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, you know, when you're at the club, and it's like pitch dark, and you're like, oh, this girl's hot, and you're like dancing with the girl, and then it's last call, and they turn on the lights,
and it's a guy.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's the feeling I got.
Is that your thing? Like, what if the face is nice, but the body, or what if the face isn't that great, but the body's, like, right on? Could you do it, you think?
I could. I mean, again, I'm not, it's a thing about, it depends on what type of mindset I have.
Yeah.
I know my mindsets. I've been to pretty crazy circumstances that I'm like, she's the only one. Let's go. Fuck it. But if the body's right, I'm still good with it.
Me, I'm all about the personality.
The personality.
That one's for the ladies.
that one's for the lady. He's getting his brownie points.
Yeah. Do we get you get phone calls here?
Do I get phone calls? I can.
Yeah, we should get in a call.
Oh, hi. I'm Mrs. Robinson. I listened that you like personalities. Let me tell you, I got an amazing personality, and
yes.
That's how you speak to the ladies?
Yes.
Yes. You say yes. Yes, and thank you.
That's it. That's according to movies.
Yes, and.
Yes, don't. Keep it going. That's improv. That's an improv joke.
That's improv. Yes, and.
We're doing improv, guys.
Have you done improv at Second City?
No. Should I? I want to, but it's so expensive, and I was thinking about doing it.
I mean, you can rack up the hours
as an intern. Did you? You did that?
I haven't done that, but my roommate actually has done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to work the guy that sits in the front.
That's what mainly they're going to put you.
Really?
If you start up, I think that's pretty much what they put you. I guess they're more lenient towards women.
Yeah,
because
they
get more irritated.
Oh, I'm sure, and they probably get talked to, like, by, like, those homeless guys.
Mm-hmm. But like, if you get, I mean, I guess you get, for example, my roommate, his job was, like, giving flyers out every farmer's market.
Yeah.
Because he was just working on Sundays. So every Sunday on the farmer's market, he was just there, like, in the sun, just giving out.
That seems fun. I would want to do that.
Yeah, and he met celebrities. Like, he met, like, Anne Hathaway, the girl from Grey's Anatomy, and a bunch of people. And he was just giving flyers out for Second City, and he racked up pretty good hours.
Plus,
he paid for a couple of classes.
Get some fresh produce.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Like, that's something I would totally do. It's just I don't have time.
Yeah, I was going to do it, but then I was thinking the PlayStation 4 is coming out soon. So it's either pay for that or pay for classes, for 7-week classes. I was like, I'm probably going to get a machine that's probably going to be around for like the next 10 years.
Are you gonna, if you do it, are you going to do conservatory or are you going to do like just regular classes? Or?
Well, I've taken the writing classes there, but I do want to go through the conservatory. It seems fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I've seen a lot of grad shows, and it's really fun.
I kind of want to skip the beginning improv classes though, because they all sound super loud.
Yeah,
and it just seems like there's a lot of yelling and I'm funny. Whoa, I don't know. That's why I don't do improv. That's the extent of my voices.
I mean, that happens everywhere. Even when I went to UCB, I was pretty experienced as an improviser. Like, I already went to Groundlings and took some classes at Second City and performed all over. But when I went to UCB, because it took me a while to get to UCB because I was really skeptical about their whole program and everything.
Yeah.
I was trying to bypass that, you know, the beginning classes, but they're like, no, everybody has to go through them. So I'm like, okay. And I went in 101, was exactly like that, like woo, 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 crazy stuff. Yeah. And like the show, oh my God, there's this one classmate of ours. She was drinking, you know, those little airplane bottles of vodka?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know if she was just nervous, but she was constantly just chugging them out. She drank like about 12 of those little bottles.
Did she get her number?
Yeah. No, but she's foreign. She's like French or something. She barely spoke English. But she was on, because they divide you into two different teams.
Yeah.
My part of the show was the first part. She was on the second part of the show, and the second part was just, it was awesome. But it just, at first it went nuts because she just started doing stuff that didn't make sense. Like, they were doing a whole scene about pizza delivery on foot,
yeah,
which was pretty amazing. And then she came in and started going like, dicks, dicks.
Was she fighting it? You guys aren't seeing it, but Steve was like punching the air.
Yeah, basically she was like punching the air and saying, dicks, 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 for no reason. And it was like they even tried to justify that, but it was just so ridiculous. It didn't call for that to happen, you know? She just came in and started punching the air and going, dicks, dicks, dicks. And I'm like,
it could have been a song she was singing from France. Some underground DJ that we don't know about.
But
dicks.
It's like you have to deal with those people, you know?
Yeah. Well, I've seen one where some guy's like, oh, I'm on a lawnmower. It's like, okay. We're doing it.
But hey, that's improv for y'all. There's going to be people that are going to be doing it because they love improv. There's going to be people that are just going to do it because they want it on their resume. And there's people that are going to do it just because they want to fuck around.
Yeah, also, people want to have sex with a lot of comedians, too.
Really?
No. Nobody does.
No, I mean, stand-up comedians, I've heard, if you're really good, like, you can sleep around.
Because, I mean, women say they want a guy that can make them laugh. But, I mean, don't they want a guy that can also, like, pay the mortgage, too? Like,
yeah.
Which one would you prefer? And that's the question I have to ask. Because you can't pay rent with laughter.
You could.
Could you?
You could. Yeah, I mean, it takes a while. But he could. Look at Keegan, for example. He's in Key and Peele.
Yeah.
That dude is paying his bills pretty comfortably. But he's been working hard, though. It hasn't been like he just got it from the sky. But I actually met the dude at Second City.
Yeah, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a super nice guy.
Shout out to Keegan.
Shout out to Keegan Michael Key.
Shout out to Wendy's.
Wendy's and Keegan-Michael Key. We're giving shout-outs to everybody.
Shout-outs to KFC Chicken.
Shout-out to Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm. Is she back? Is she still doing that show?
I don't know.
I saw like 1 minute of that show, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty good.
I still don't think she's a great actress.
She has a nice body, though. Like, who's your all-time, like, your actress? Who would you pick?
My all-time actress?
Yeah. Like, she's, what do you just mean, like, gorgeous.
Like a gorgeous?
Yeah.
And great actress as well? Or just
no,
gorgeous?
No, just gorgeous.
Well, she's gorgeous, but she's a badass actress. Olivia Wilde.
You think she's bad?
No, like she's a badass in the sense of like good. Like,
okay, we're going street. All right, yeah.
We're going street. Right. You know, yeah. I'm taking you to the hood where the old ladies sell candy.
That's a callback, guys.
Callback. That's called a callback, guys.
Yeah, no, she's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
In
Mila Kunis is also pretty, but I don't think she's a great actress.
I like Lacey Chabert. I think I'm saying it wrong. From Mean Girls. She was the one that said fetch.
Oh my! I feel like I need to watch Mean Girls.
You haven't seen it?
No, because everybody makes even guys make reference of Mean Girls.
That's like one of the only times you'll see Lindsay Lohan and be like, "Wow, she's really attractive."
Yeah, it's just like everybody tells me, even girls tell me all the time, "You haven't watched Mean Girls? Oh my god!" I'm like, "Cause it's a girly movie." I don't know. It's just, and everybody's like, "No, it's not like that. It's like it's different."
Now, Mean Girls 2 is the one you have to watch.
Mean Girls 2. That's the
pinnacle.
That's like saying, "Yo, you gotta watch Bring It On 3." Like I'm telling.
We need a new one. We need a new Bring It On.
I think we need a new Air Bud.
That dog, isn't that dog dead? It had three legs, right?
More than likely.
Here's the thing. I've never watched it, but how do they allow that dog to participate in sports? Like,
I don't know.
We're shorter
the
guy.
The magic of movies.
We're shorter guy. Let's get that dog to play. And everyone's on board with it. Like, yeah, that's reasonable.
And what was the Uncle Ernest, I think it's called? You remember that guy?
Oh, the Hey Vern guy?
He was like this guy that he would also do like sports and things like that, but he was like this kooky guy. He was like this character.
Yeah, didn't he have like he wore overalls and stuff? Was that him? He had shows like Ernest Goes to Jail. Is that not him?
I think so. Then he has a hat.
Yeah. I think we're talking about the same guy.
Yeah.
Did he do sports movies?
I think so. Didn't he?
Dude, I don't even remember his movies, what they were about.
I know that he had like a bunch of movies and he was the same character.
Pretty much. It's I don't get how you can spin off like 30 movies from that. Like that same premise. I wish him and Air Bud would have done a crossover.
I think it was
movie.
More of a 90s, 80s thing, you know? It's like that. There's like Crocodile Dundee. That was another character.
I've seen one of those movies. Are they good?
They're okay.
What's the premise? Like, he just comes to L.A. and, like, fish out of water?
Yeah, and, like, just does crazy. Like, it's basically putting somebody that is from the wild in the real world and see how crazy things go.
I wish there was, like, a real version of that where he just, like, stabs people. Because didn't he always have, like, a giant machete?
Pretty much. But he wouldn't stab people, you know. It was just for animals, you know. So because sometimes there was a crazy animal that he has to deal with. Oh, a crocodile. Oh, a monkey or something.
It seems like the precursor for what's that guy who got stung by a stingray in the heart?
Steve Irwin.
Yeah. R.I.P. Shout out to Steve Irwin.
Shout out to Steve Irwin. Rest in peace,
Rest in
brother.
Peace. No, he was actually a nice guy.
He probably, imagine if that whole, I said this in the podcast last week with Anita, but imagine if that whole, like, reincarnation thing was true.
Yeah.
And you were, like, reincarnate into, like, I don't know, maybe he reincarnated into a piece of rock that the rock is introducing.
And you raped people at
and
night.
Rape you again. For the second time.
Coming back. Another callback, guys.
Callback, guys.
We're not only having fun, we're teaching.
We're teaching you about how comedy works. We're telling you as it happens.
It's live. Is this live?
It is live, actually. Live. We're live on Ustream right now.
This is live, guys.
But for the people listening, that it's the majority, it's on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audioboo FM, YouTube.
Should we do stuff website. Like future stuff? Like, hey, congratulations to the Boston Red Sox for winning the World Series, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations, Boston Red Sox.
And let's do the other. Who's the other team? Detroit?
No, the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Hey, congratulations to the St. Louis Cardinals for winning the Baseball World Series.
Wait. Is it the Red Sox or the Cardinals? You got to say it won.
We're doing both just to cover bases. just so when people listen, they're like, oh, they're pretty up.
Yeah, but then they're going to be like, wait, they don't got their facts right. They say they're both
people don't
teams
care.
Won. Yeah. You should have said, shout out to the Red Sox for winning the World Series, and shout out to the Cardinals for losing, but for giving the best effort they
Hey, guys, call in for shout outs, by the way.
If you want a shout out, call Todd and Steve. We'll give you shout outs.
Do you listen to the Art LeBeau hour or show? I think it's every night on 92.3.
No, I don't listen to radio, period.
Oh, you got
to
listen. Do you know who Art LeBeau is?
No.
He's this white guy that does a lot of slow jams.
Mm.
And basically...
Slow jams.
Shout out to slow jams. Basically, it's a... There's a lot of Hispanic people calling in, right? Because naturally, Hispanic people love slow jams.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the thing is like, they'll call in for, like, requests, and it's just the saddest things I've ever heard. Like, it's always like, yeah, I want to give a shout out to my baby in prison. You know, you've been there for 5 years, and you know you always got a girl on the outside waiting for you. I love you. Can you play Sad Eyes?
Does he have a smooth voice?
Not really, but it's like so, like he's such a staple in the slow jam communities that you know what he sounds like, and that's the thing. Like sometimes I'll go to like the Santa Fe swap meet. Shout out to Santa Fe swap meet, and they'll have like specifically like it says like cholo slow jams, and it's good. It's like usually a girl standing in front of a lowrider with like a sad clown in the background. So, but I love slow jams.
Do you heard about that clown? That creepy clown that was...
I hate clowns, but...
Okay, there was actually a guy. I can't remember what part of the United States. I know it's East Coast, definitely. I don't know if it was Boston, New York, or where it was right now. But it was this creepy clown. This guy dressed as a clown. He looked exactly like the clown from It.
Oh, I hate that movie.
With three balloons just standing in a place. Like, he was just standing. Like, oh, my God, I got to look this up.
Please don't. I think that's one of the reasons why I hate clowns is because of that movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was in England. My bad. It wasn't even here.
And it's one of those things where, like, oh, nope.
Look.
No.
He was just standing there. Imagine if you drive by and you see that crazy, creepy clown with four balloons, one red, yellow, white, and he looks creepy as hell. He says, so there's this guy walking around Northampton, England, dressed in this creepy-ass clown outfit, just scaring the hell out of random people. And by scaring, it's not like he's going like, he's just standing there. And by just standing there, it's creepy.
That's my biggest fear. Like, just looking at that picture now, it's not good.
It says, a Facebook page has been set up for the clown called Northampton's Clown, garnering over 3,000 likes since going live just a few days ago. The guy even has his own Twitter hashtag Northam the Clown.
I watched that a couple years ago with some friends, and you know, it's one of those things where you try to play it off like you're not scared. I'm like, nah, this is stupid. I'm an adult.
It doesn't seem like he would. Look, it says recently the clown knocked on someone's door and offered to paint the homeowner's windowsills. Yet he had no painting equipment with him, just the four balloon he's been repeatedly seen holding.
Oh, God, that picture is just creepy. And he's pointing at the camera, right? Isn't that what he's doing in the picture?
I think so, yeah. He's holding the balloons with his left hand and pointing to the camera with his right hand. And he's just standing on a corner. And that's all he does.
Put the fear of God in me.
That is scary, man.
Is it Steve Harvey show still going on?
Yeah. It's about to transition to Ellen now.
It's such a weird transition. You go from Steve Harvey to Ellen.
Yeah, we were just talking about how fake Steve Harvey's mustache is.
You remember those games where you get like magnet shavings and you get like a magnet pen?
Mm.
Or metal shavings and you have like a little pen that's magnetized and you just move it around?
Mm-hmm.
That's what his mustache looks like. But who grooms it? I bet you there's just a job like Steve Harvey's mustache groomer.
Hey, I'll take it. If he pays good, I'll take it.
Would you? Like, I bet you it has to be dyed every day and just trimmed right. I think that's what I need to. I need to find, like, a good barber where I could just go and just hang out, like, in barbershop.
Do it yourself, man. Really? I'm all about doing it yourself. I cut my own hair.
Yeah, but...
I know mine's easier.
What could I do, though, with, like, cutting curly hair?
I don't know. It depends on your style, why you want to rock.
It's weird. Like, I get people just touching my hair. Like, have you had, like, a lot of hair before?
Yeah, I had a big afro once.
Yeah, and people just... Did you get people just coming up and, like, touching it?
Yeah.
It's... What gives them the right? It doesn't...
Can you do the... Have you done the slick back?
Yeah, it looks dumb.
Corporate style?
It looks dumb.
It looks dumb?
Because, like, certain hairs will start breaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just... Certain parts will be slicked back, and then other parts will... Like, other hairs will just crack through it and start standing up. I have no hairstyle. Everything looks dumb on me.
Nah. Yeah. You just have to find the appropriate one. Just change it up and see what works and see what doesn't.
What I don't want is like a faux hawk, though.
Faux hawks are gay.
Yeah. Shout out to faux hawks.
Shout out to faux hawks, people. Yeah. Faux hawks. I had a friend of mine that we used to call him the faux hawk guy because he always was with a faux hawk.
Did that get him ladies, though? Because there had to be ladies that are like, yeah, that.
But in the guy community, they were like, you're gay, wear a faux hawk.
No, that's such guy talk.
You're freaking gay. Like, I'm getting the ladies, man.
And it's all colloquial saying that. But I do have to watch myself saying that around certain people, though. Hmm. Just because I know it bothers them, but it's cool. It's a learning process for me. I said that three times. I do try to, like, take that out of my writing, though. Stuff like that, just to tone it down a little bit. Because I know some people, especially, like, in an audience that's not just for us, it might rub them the wrong way. So, I wish we had, like, a more, like, stable core of audience members, though, to watch our show.
On TMI on Sundays.
TMI Hollywood. Shout out to TMI Hollywood.
Shout out to TMI Hollywood. Carl's gonna get pissed when he listens to this podcast, if he ever does.
Shout out to Carl.
Shout out to Carl Tart, back in Amsterdam right now. Boom Chicago.
Boom Chicago, guys.
Boom Chicago. But yeah, how's TMI going, man?
TMI's great. Like, I think our actors are great. I love our actors. We have a core group of head writers. I'm not one of them, but the people we have are great. And it's fun, and it's hard. It showed me how hard working on like a show like Saturday Night Live is. Mm-hmm. Just because every week you have to come up with an entirely new sketch, and you have like a couple days to rehearse and get everything down correctly. I mean, the thing with them, I think they have teleprompters or cue cards, but I mean, our actors are great with remembering their lines and stuff like that.
Has it happened that somebody forgotten their lines?
Oh, yeah. On stage? That's the fun part, though. I mean, one guy froze, but I mean, he's come back and become one of our like stronger actors. But yeah, it happens. I mean, that's the fun part about doing a live show without prompters and stuff.
And how about your celebrity guests, your special guests? Which one has been the most fun to work with?
The most fun? Probably, you know what? Like, not given a name, but people who are just willing to laugh at themselves. Because, I mean, it's not like we're getting, like, super A-listers. Mm-hmm. But if people can, like, laugh at a joke or laugh at a joke about them. Because, like, nothing we do is, like, malicious, trying to make fun of them. It's more like, you know, because we'll get people who have done, like, red carpet stuff. Or they host, like, a TV show that's not that well-known. But it's like, shit, they're coming out, like, doing this show for free for us. Like, it's great, like... Thank you. But you know who I wish? I wish Galadriel Steinman. She's one of the nicest people I think we've ever had on the show. And like, it just feels bad because for us, we didn't feel like we gave her the best material to work with for that show. I think if anything, I would like to redo like that show.
Do you guys write specifically for that person, or you guys just go random sketches?
Well, basically, it's we do like celebrity news and also like weird news, and then we can pepper in stuff specifically for them, and that's usually how the format goes. And I don't know, for some reason, usually coming back on a break, our shows usually aren't the greatest, And I just wish it was for her, because she was like one of the nicest people I've met there. But it's great, man. You get to know people who are like up-and-comers. Like Bobby Compo was on our show, and now he's got a thing on Grey's Anatomy. And Galadriel actually was on The Middle. And then you have people like Kelly Carlin, was George Carlin's daughter. She's doing stuff in like New York and LA, like just talking. And then Dylan Brody, he's like a humorist. He's like one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And he's not arrogant about it either, which is cool.
And you get Brie Olsen.
Yeah, Brie Olsen. I think she's going to be a permanent cast member next year. She, you know, she was nice. And I purposely tried not to write things that were like too dirty. Because oh my God.
I mean, when you hear that name, Brie Olsen, and then the whole controversy, the whole porn thing, and the whole Charlie Sheen thing.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you have endless bits with those.
But at the same time, I was like, she's a human being. So yeah, I didn't want to write things like, okay, and in this scene, you get butt raped.
By The Rock.
Yeah, by The Rock. By A-Rock. Shout out to The Rock.
And the A-Rock.
And it, I don't
know. Portrayed by Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
Reincarnate.
People, callbacks, come on.
Oh my God, these so callbacks are amazing.
But yeah, you know, like, because sure enough, there were like plenty of sketches that were written like that. I was like, I felt bad. Because they were just mean. I don't know. Maybe I'm just soft.
What was the best sketch that, at least the one that landed the most when she was on the show?
Shoot. Dude, I forgot. Like, I'm really...
You zone out? No, I don't remember the show at all?
I'm just bad with, like, my memory's bad in general.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I just try to, once it's done, I try to forget it. Because that's the thing, like, if we have a bad show, that's the great thing about this show, if we have a bad show, you know, there's another one coming up. So, it's one and done. I have to think like that.
And it takes you the whole week to prepare for the show?
Yeah, we try to come up with pitches on Monday, and then by Wednesday, we have in our sketches. And then by Friday, we should have a book, and then we rehearse Saturday and Sunday.
And has it ever happened that you guys had a show with a certain guest, and last minute it changed?
Yeah, we 2 weeks ago, we had a guest just not show up. And so we had to, change some stuff with that. But in terms of sketches, yeah, we'll probably cut sketches. If we see how they work on stage during rehearsal, we'll just cut them. And, you know, I'm fine with that. That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't realize that when you work in, like, a sketch community like that. It's, you know, you're never going to have a sketch come in the day of and be like, you know what, that's great. No rewrites. Like, I mean, a lot of the gold in the comedy, I think, comes from revision. So you may have a sketch and, you know, it could be in your point of view, but someone could see something else that you maybe didn't see and just make it that much better. But it seems, even in writing classes, it seems like people get kind of butthurt when they get told, like, you know, this isn't a good idea, or have you thought about doing it this way? And I don't get that, because if you really want to be a writer, like, you're going to get told that all day.
Yeah, it's just that first reaction of like, oh my God, this is going to be awesome. And then you say it, and you realize it doesn't land.
It just bombs.
It's a terrible feeling. Because that happened to me also at Second City. Like, I had a writing class at Second City, and I was like, oh my God, these jokes are so funny.
You were just anticipating your turn?
Yeah, and then it was like a writer's meeting. It was like this room full of like 35 people or so.
Yeah,
we were at Second City, and I say my jokes. And, like, only, like, one of them lands. And the way it landed was exactly the way I expected it. It wasn't a laugh. It was like, oh. It was like.
It is, like, I'm not going to lie. It's tough. It's tough when your stuff doesn't work. But you just got to move on from it.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Because I think for me, the thing I'm, like, really bad at is writing in a certain voice. Like, if I had to write for Kanye, like, as someone as Kanye or someone as like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like I don't think I'm very good at that. And I actually wrote a Kanye sketch with, you know, Kanye in it, and he just bombed in it. Like I literally just put my head down and started to laugh like it was that bad.
I, for some reason, feel like I'm great at that.
Yeah?
For some, because I don't know how I develop it. I think it's just my years. I've watched so much stand-up live and recorded that maybe that's the reason I kind of can tell, oh, if I write this joke, it's like I'm writing like this person. Or if I do this, it's like I hear the person's... like, for example, the other night, I don't know if you know this comedian, his name is Felipe Esparza.
Yeah, the guy with the long hair.
Yeah, the long hair, Mexican guy. I was watching his stand-up special again. I watched it like 5 times, and I was watching it, and when I was writing my jokes, I came up with some jokes, and I'm like, this jokes will be perfect for him.
Yeah.
Because I was hearing his voice, like, saying this joke. It's not like jokes that he said before anything. It's like new jokes that I came up with. But I'm like, that would be so perfect for him because that's his style, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess I just have those styles already implanted in my brain that I just hear their voices. Like, when I come up with a joke, I'm like, oh, this would be a great joke for, like, somebody like Chris Rock or Dave Chappelle or something like that.
That's cool, man, because to me, that's, like, one of the harder things to do is to write in someone else's voice. I think that's tough.
No, but that's great because that means that you're really on to your style and you're like really down to your, you know, your thing. Because sometimes for me, it's like, oh my God, this will be a great joke. But it's like, it will be so much better if this other person would do it rather than me.
It's like if I just did like an open mic and just had a bunch of like black jokes. Yeah. Growing up in South Mississippi, tough. But no, it was going to get bad. That whatever I was going to say is not going to be good. It wasn't going to be a Richard... why can't I remember his name?
Richard Gere?
No, where is he, by the way?
Richard Nixon?
Rest in peace.
Shout out to Richard Nixon.
shout out to presidents. Where is... we were just talking about him. The guy from the Laugh Factory.
Richard Pryor? Richard... Who Richard?
The one who said the N-word. That's not his name, is it?
No, it's Michael Richards.
Michael Richards, yeah. It wasn't going to get Michael Richards bad.
Mm.
But were we talking about that on air?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah. Guys, look at Ellen. Look at that blazer.
Ellen is gorgeous.
Mm. Look at those eyes, though. Are they? What are they? They're not blue. They're like hazel.
No, but if you're really looking for personality, she has one of the most amazing personalities I've seen ever.
Oh, no, she's great. Could you look into those eyes at night, though? They seem kind of soulless to me. Like, they're so pristine, and they just seem scary.
If she gets mad.
She's married to Portia de Rossi, right?
Yeah, that gorgeous.
It looks like she did facial work, though. Did you see the new Arrested Development on Netflix?
I actually saw the first episode, but I'm not a big fan of Arrested Development.
Yeah?
I never...
People get mad at you when you say that?
People get mad at me? Oh, a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. And a lot of people that even listen to podcasts, I know they were going to get mad at me. Because I classify those things as like... I know it's a bad classification, but that's how I put it. It's like, I call it white people comedy.
White comedy, yes.
Yeah. So I put that, I put Friends there, I put that there, I put How I Met Your Mother, I put 30 Rock. Because those are shows that I really tried my best to get into, but for some reason...
You just couldn't relate?
Yeah, it's just, I really don't find it that funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a limited laugh. It's like, oh yeah, that's funny. That's it.
So what's on Steve Dez's all-time comedy list?
Oh my God, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Gotta give a shout out to It's Always Sunny.
Shout out to FXXS.
FXXXXXXX and all those XX. The League is pretty awesome.
That's a funny show.
Yeah. I like, what other sitcoms I like? I'm really into the Chris Lilley stuffs. Like, everything Chris Lilley-wise is so awesome to me.
What's he done?
He's an Australian guy.
Is he the one that did Wilfred?
No. He did We Can Be Heroes, which is the series I'm watching right now. It's Summer Heights High.
Oh, yeah, that's a funny show. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Angry Boys, and now he has his new show called Private School Girl. I saw the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that on Netflix or YouTube?
No, that's right now it's airing in Australia.
Yeah.
So, so it's not even in America yet. But I saw the first episode because I downloaded it illegally.
That's fine. It's
fine.
We're good.
We're good. I'm just a big fan, and I couldn't wait. And I had on my last episode of the podcast, I had my friend that she's from Australia, and she's like, the first episode just aired. And I'm like, I need to watch it. So I downloaded that. I'm like, oh, my God, this show, it's awesome. I just love those type of shows.
Yeah, it's... what's the girl's name in...
Jemai?
In high school?
Jemai, yeah.
Is it?
The private school girl?
No, the other one he did. What's it? Name the shows again.
Summer Heights High.
What's that girl's name in Summer?
Yeah, Jemai.
Is it?
He has three characters in Summer Heights High. It's Jonah, which is the kid.
The dickhead kid.
Yeah, the dickhead kid. Mr. G. And Jemai.
Okay. Oh, my fault.
Her name is Jamie, but she put an apostrophe on it.
Yeah. So this takes place, what, like in her college years, or?
The private school girl?
Yeah.
It takes place on her last year of school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But it's only focused on that character, because he used to just do a bunch of characters.
Yeah.
Because in We Can Be Heroes, he does like 5. In Summer High Size, he does 3. In Angry Boys, he does like 10. And this one is just that one. He focused on that one.
I like that character, Jonah.
Jonah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are big fans of it. Like, I when they were putting the teaser trailers for Private School Girl, I was reading the YouTube comment, a lot of people, bring Jonah. We like Jonah better. Oh. And I'm like, it's funny how people get so demanding.
Yeah.
Well, especially those YouTube comments, like, yeah, we want this. This is what we want to watch. No matter what, you're going to watch it, so shut up.
Comments are awful. I just stopped reading them on everything, on like YouTube or like IGN. They're just bad. No good comes from them.
I had a friend of mine, comedian, right? And I guess he doesn't do that much like online stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I guess he posts videos here and there, but he was like, I just mentioned the fact that, his name is Michael Oldroyd, in case you want to look for the podcast. He basically said on the podcast, like, I was talking about all comments and whatever, mean comments and uplifting comments on YouTube and whatever. He's like, man, at least you're getting comments. And I'm like, really? You're trying to get comments? That's like the easiest thing to do. They're not going to be positive.
Yeah.
They'll be like, eat a dick.
That's basically what the online gaming community is right now, too. It's just kids saying that. I'm gonna fuck you. You suck. Like, I hate it. I can't do it because my voice sounds weak. But imagine like a deeper voiced man saying that. Or a child who's not like, I don't know. I hate my voice. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Online gaming, man, that's a world. That's a fascinating world.
It is.
I remember one time I was playing Mortal Kombat online with a friend of mine, and we got headsets. So it like online, I guess you can, in that Mortal Kombat game, I can't remember which one it was, but you can do like online races. Like,
yeah.
Apart from fighting. So we were doing the online races, and we were talking to this kid. It was hilarious because my friend... he thought this kid was a girl. Like, he, on his mind, he thought
this kid was
a girl. So he started, like, macking. He's like, oh, hey, what's what are you wearing? And, like, trying to, while he's playing the game.
You sound sexy.
You sound sexy and stuff. And then at the end, he's like, I'm a guy. I'm like 14.
I know that guy's pain, because I still get called ma'am on the phone a lot.
Ma'am?
Yeah, from telemarketers.
Oh.
My voice is just weak, man. I've never heard anyone, like, hear me yell and been like, whoa, everyone just stop, he's serious. Like, it's more like, this dude's hilarious. It's funny.
When I barely get mad, but when I get mad, people know it's, people can know, like, this quick. They go like,
Is that Latin anger?
Maybe.
Or Puerto Rican, Dominican?
Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Oh.
I'm both.
You got double fire.
Double fire, man.
Double fire.
Dude, and I hear so many bad things about Puerto Ricans out here.
Yeah.
It's insane because, like, I remember all the time, every time that I mention I'm even Puerto Rican or remotely close to being Puerto Rican, somebody mentions, oh, yeah, I was with a Puerto Rican once. And every time they tell that story, it's horrible.
Every time you start off like that, a sentence. I was with a Puerto Rican once.
I was with this person once. Yeah. They were like, yeah. He was really controlling. Like,
sure.
He slapped me a couple times.
But she stayed with him.
Stayed with him.
It's just, that's how their people are. They're just mad. You just got to accept it.
Like, I'm like, okay, first, not everybody's like that.
Yeah.
And second,
why did you stay with him? I don't get people like that, like getting abused like that. Why they stay? I don't know.
They're afraid, man. Sometimes they're afraid. Sometimes they don't know. They don't know what to do. They just been with a person so long that
you think sometimes they just like it, like they just like the passion.
Maybe there's people like that. There's people I like. There's people that pay dominatrix and things like that to get abused.
I don't understand that at all.
I don't know. It's a fetish. It's a thing. It's like the whole thing about feet too. There's a lot of people that love feet.
No,
for some reason. I don't. I think feet are disgusting. Personally,
I don't see how you like someone like just stepping on your nuts.
Like, that's another thing.
How is that? I don't get that.
Weird fetishes, man. Like, weird fetishes.
What's the worst thing that ever happened to your balls?
To my balls?
Yeah.
I once put Bengay on my balls. That sucked.
Oh, we almost have the same story then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I nicked it trying to shave it. Mm. And so...
Okay, oh, that happened to me too.
Of course, I'm like, all right, well, I'll put alcohol on it. And that was the day I realized how porous your ball sack is, because it seemed like my balls just absorbed all the alcohol liquid.
Yeah.
And it hurt. It hurt so much.
Dude, I put... You know when they always say... I always heard this story, but I wanted to try it so, but they were like, oh, never put perfume on your balls.
I've never heard that. Is that a thing?
Oh, that was a thing. At least back home. They were like... Because, like, kids were so excited when they would go out with girls. They were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it tonight or whatever it was. So they would put perfume on their balls.
Yeah.
And, like, and I tried it once. Dude, that was stinging like crazy.
The balls are porous, man.
And I was freshly shaved, too.
Yeah.
So it hurts even more.
You got to.
Yeah, it was horrible. Don't put perfume on your balls. It's for the guys out there. The ladies, I'm glad you're listening to this still.
Why perfume? Like, why not cologne?
I mean, cologne. The thing is, for me, is the same.
Yeah.
We call it perfume. We call it cologne.
What's that cologne?
Because perfume is more appropriate for women, and then cologne is for guys, right?
Is cool water still? Is that still hot?
Cool water?
Cool water?
I didn't know that was hot. I have my own brand.
Really?
Nah, not my own, but like, back. I like Curve. That's my thing.
Who's that by? Is that by a Kardashian?
Nah. Oh,
I wonder how theirs smells. Probably smells like desperation or... You know what? I'm not going to lie. You know what? I think Chloe, as much as people make fun of her, she seems really fun to hang out with.
Chloe?
Yeah, the bigger one.
Of course, I like Kim. I would never be with Kim, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because of that sex tape.
Yeah.
You saw it?
It was boring.
It was boring. Yeah, it was like...
It was like the Pamela Anderson thing.
I've had sex before with women that do that. Like, they just lay there like they're dead.
Yeah.
And that is horrible. That's like the worst type of sex.
Because it seems like you're doing it bad.
That I'm doing it bad?
Yeah, because wouldn't that make me feel like I'm not doing this right for her.
No, it's just that's the type of person. Oh, yeah. It makes you. Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. It makes you seem like you're doing it bad. But it's just that person's not into it. But there's people like that. Even just, people that they're just, you know, when you have, even I had days that not necessarily that I'm having sex and things, but having days that I'm not affected by things. Like, for example, something really sad just happened.
Yeah.
And I feel normal. Like, I feel unaffected for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so that some people are like that, that they're like in bed with someone and they, even though they're feeling great or whatever, maybe they're not, who knows, but they're just unaffected. They're just there.
At least he wasn't like reading a book or looking.
Oh yeah, that would be horrible. Oh, you're done? Okay.
Yeah. I would just
continue reading Pokemon.
Just playing a Nintendo 3DS. You know what? I would feel bad if that if that happened to me. I don't even know what I would do. But I don't know. Like, how much spam do you get in your email?
How much spam?
Yeah.
Again, here and there. I mean, I'm with Gmail, so they're pretty good with filtering stuff.
Yeah, it goes to your that filter or that spam folder.
Spam box. Yeah, but before I had Hotmail, and that was horrible with spam. Like, it was, I was getting tons of ads of like, yeah, donate to this African child, and oh yeah, hook with this person on Craigslist, you know, and things like that, and like stupid, really stupid things. My first email ever I had was set up by my my older sister. It was called aquaboy@hotmail.com. And apparently, I was sharing that account with somebody else because I was getting tons of porn, and I was a kid.
Yeah.
This is where, when the computers came out, you know, started to get hot, the 90s, you know? And so Windows 98 and all that stuff. And I was getting a bunch of email, just straight porn. And at that time, my life, I wasn't really venturing, at least not that much, into porn or anything. I wasn't signing up to things or whatever, but I was just getting tons of porn in my email. And it was because apparently I was sharing that same email. Somebody else had it. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that was possible at that time. And I was just getting all those.
It's funny if he was getting mad because in his porn email, he was getting stuff for, like, bands that you liked. I was like, what is this? Like, for me, man, like, I'm starting to get a lot of, I still get, you know, like, the dick pill emails.
The dick pill?
Yeah, like, you can grow this or last longer. And after a while, it's like, you know, I get it. Like, you don't
after
have...
After you order it a couple of times, you're like, I get it.
Like, it seems almost mean. Like, what are you telling me? Like, all right, like, who told you, first of all? And, like, you can stop. I'm not going to buy it. But after a while, it just seems mean. Like, I get it, you know. My penis isn't the largest, but... And it's fine, you know?
Hey, hey.
Yeah, we can't all be, like, Ron
like
Jeremy.
Like Steve Dez.
Steve Dez.
Shout out to Ron Jeremy and Steve Dez.
Steve Dez penis.
Steve Dez penis. You're getting that Steve Dez
gonna,
Ron Jeremy penis.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'm sure there are guys like, yeah, it's like 14 feet. No, it's
I feel bad for Ron Jeremy though, because like his dick is not even like he's old and he's still doing porn. Still, yeah. Like up to his day.
Is there a good retirement plan for porn?
Not really, but I'm pretty sure he's filthy rich. I mean, he has done
and filthy. That's a wink.
Because he has done things for the porn industry and for the for show business as well.
He seems like a cool guy to hang
with. Yeah, yeah. Well, no, totally. Like, I have some friends from Gainesville that he was doing, like, a tour thing with porn stars.
Yeah.
And they met him up at this club called The Vault, and they say he's, like, one of the chillest dudes ever. But I just feel bad for him in the sense of, like, literally, like, I personally have seen some of his recent porn.
Uh-huh.
And even not always recent porn. I mean, if you see stuff from the 90s up from him, it was always like he had to put his hand on his penis in order to like introduce it. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Like, oh. He cannot, like, and that's the only way it's possible. And he's just doing that all the time.
He's just going through the motions.
Yeah. And like, it's like, man, just quit. It's like, you already have all the money. You already pretty much fucked all the girls in the entire world.
It's like watching like a basketball player, like
just keep going
past their prime. Like you just
like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan still
with
trying.
The Wizards.
Yeah, with that was horrible. That was a horrible run.
It's just like that with Ron Jeremy. It's like just stop,
man.
Like, people know you have a legacy.
I thought that was badass though when he went to baseball. That was badass that he went to baseball and like did his thing. I mean, he didn't make it, but like really. Super like Barry Bonds,
yeah.
But it was so cool to see someone transition from like a professional sport to another professional sport and actually excel at it too.
Can you imagine how many championships he would have won had he stayed in the NBA?
Many, many, many more.
He could have probably run that whole decade. Like, that team was just so good. Him, Scotty, and Tony Kukoc?
Tony Kukoc, Dennis Rodman.
Horace Grant. Stephen Kerr.
Stephen Kerr. I love Stephen Kerr.
There's a story that he punched him, that Michael Jordan just punched Steve Kerr during practice.
I bet. I heard many stories that Michael Jordan is an asshole in person.
Have you seen his wife, though?
No.
Like, now? Oh, she's attractive.
I've heard a couple people have been up to him and be like, yo, let me take a picture with you. And he'll be like, okay, that'll be $30 or what. Like, he will, like, start charging for pictures.
That's crazy. And he makes all this money.
Yeah, and it's mainly off of shoes.
Do you buy those? Do you buy Jordans?
Not really. I was never really a big Jordan. Like, I knew the whole thing. Oh, yeah, Jordan. Oh, he's the coolest guy, NBA and all that. But I wasn't never really, really into Michael Jordan. Like, hardcore. You know, people just get hardcore. Like, damn, Space Jam. That's the guy.
Space Jam.
Space Jam. Fly like an eagle.
Was that in the movie?
Yeah.
It was? The only thing I remember from that movie was the R. Kelly song.
I believe I can fly.
I remember we had to sing that for choir. It was just so bad.
Yeah, and then they make Like Mike with Bow Wow.
Was that the one where he put on special shoes?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Because they were like, look at those shoes up there. You know what? You know the when they do that in the ghetto and they have two shoes?
Yeah, and they throw it on top of telephone the
telephone poles? That means that place is a drug spot.
Is that what that means?
It depends on the area you're at. But I was asking people around because I was always wondering, like, why do they do that? But apparently it's because that's where the drug deal is at.
Yeah.
Or somebody died there.
Oh, really?
So, regardless, it's a bad spot to be at. And, like, in the movie, it's like he sees the shoes and he's like, oh, my God. And he's like, oh, yeah, those were Michael Jordan's shoes.
Sure.
Like, he wore them and he put them there. It was so awesome.
Can you imagine, like, pitching that to, like, a studio?
Like, well, they don't know. They're just all the white guys. Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, I've seen those shoes all the time.
That sounds good. That sounds like a good premise for a movie. But
they were like, yeah, he finds his shoes and he becomes Michael Jordan.
Yes, print that.
And we're going to have Bow Wow doing it.
Was that?
Up-and-coming rapper.
I'm trying to remember what songs he had during that time.
I don't know one single Bow Wow song. Yeah. Period.
I know he did something with Sierra.
I know, because they were messing
with
him.
They were an item.
Yeah.
But
I heard do you remember those rumors? I love when celebrities come out and they try to become successful and there's a bunch of rumors come out for no reason. Like, I remember when Sierra came out, a lot of people were saying, and I believed it because it's the media. You believe anything they say, especially at the beginning. They were saying Sierra was
a guy?
A guy. No, not just a guy. She, like, had both guy and female parts.
Oh, what is that?
Hermaphrodite?
Yeah. Whatever. I'd still go at it.
And then, like, people at my school be like, yo, do you think Sierra fucks herself? Like, she, like, grabs her dick and, like,
yeah, that's possible.
I'm like, yeah, that happens all the time, of course.
Wraps it around her taint and her butthole.
I mean, hermaphrodites pretty much they choose what they want, but apparently there's only one that functions. Like, you have both parts, but just only one works.
I just think because she was tall and, like, skinny, I think that's why people thought that about her. And she also has, like, long fingers, too. It's kind of weird.
She has long fingers?
Sierra?
You've been staring at her finger?
No, like, I think it's the...
you go into Google Images and search Sierra's fingers.
Sierra's fingers. Or, dude, there's so many sites, though, dedicated to female feet. Like, actresses.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
I mean, fetishes. Fetishes.
I don't
shout out to Sierra's fingers.
Yeah.
And fetishes.
Mm. And Chick-fil-A. Dude, I don't get it. Like, what do you think about Sierra? You think she's attractive?
I thought she was attractive when she came out. I was drawn to her.
Was that O video?
Oh, that was Ludacris.
Yeah, with Ludacris, right?
No, I think it's the One Two Step with Missy Elliott.
Oh, okay, I remember that one, too.
Let me see you. One two step. That's when I'm like, oh,
some good harmonies we had there.
Yeah, like, this girl got it going on. I don't know, just everything fell off track for her, I guess.
She did a song. I think she did a song with Nicki Minaj. recently. I saw the video for it. It was all right. It's not bad. Sierra's back, y'all.
Sierra is back. Go get her. She might have a nice personality.
Queen of the South. Oh, ladies, yes.
You might holla at her.
I wish I could say like slang like that. It just sounds dumb when it... Hey, girl, let me holler at you. Like,
it even, doesn't sound dumb.
Even hearing it in the headphones sounds weird.
It doesn't sound dumb like that. Like, I don't know. You know, it would sound dumber if you'd be like, hey, can I holler at you? Like,
that's black comedians doing white people. Oh, bah, 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 bah. Let's, I don't know. We did talk about this, though, at Charity's thing. Like, I don't know why, but in California, like, white people barbecue suck most of the time. It's usually a couple hot dogs, couple hamburgers, chips, and a veggie platter.
Yeah, I think for a real barbecue, you got to go down south, like Texas and so. Like, actually in Gainesville, which is northern Florida, they had really good barbecue there.
Yeah.
Pretty good barbecue.
But I don't know, man. When I go to a barbecue, I'm thinking like, yeah, hot dogs, hamburgers, but also like ribs, maybe like some type of roast, a whole pig, if what have yous, rice.
I mean, it's just because we're here in LA and we're just here and we don't explore that much. But if you go outside of LA, you can also find good barbecue. Like, I went to Pioneer Town.
Is that at Knott's Berry Farm?
No. It's a place outside of LA.
Oh, it sounds like Knott's Berry Farm stuff.
No. It's called Pioneer Town. It's basically one of the oldest cities. John Wayne used to film there, not films there right now. He's not even alive. But basically, and they had a nice spot there that I went with my friends, and because we were both shooting like a short film together.
Yeah.
And we stopped at this little spot of Pioneer Town that apparently were saying that they had an amazing barbecue, and the reviews went through the roof on Yelp. So we say, hey, let's go. Let's check it out. And we went, and it was pretty good barbecue, man. I got ribs. Nice.
Chick-fil-A. I feel like we haven't touched on your theme of the show, though, like that island theme.
The island theme?
Yeah. It's that.
What you wanna know, man? We're here in the island.
I want to do that, but it's going to sound really racist.
Do it, man.
It's a... Lot of mercy. There it is.
Shaggy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He...
Mr. Laba Laba.
Oh, even
Bombastic. It's the fantastic.
Who was the other guy?
Sean Paul. Shake that thing, Miss
Annabella. Dude, we should start a band.
Now get busy. I shake that booty, don't stop with the beat. I just keep singing it. Get ticket.
Steve, you got a pretty good voice.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, man.
People say that. Like, people ask me, oh, you sing or something? I'm like, no.
I mean...
For nothing.
We should be the new LMFAO.
Let's do it.
Because, I mean, they're dropping off now. Taking a hiatus.
Actually, you know, I met Red Fu.
Yeah.
At Runyon Canyon.
Really?
Yeah, I was there. I was taking this girl, like, she's never been to a high point when you can see all the city.
Yeah.
All the city. Well, I was, you know, blown away when I moved out here. Because it also in Florida and Puerto Rico, at least I didn't find a place that you can overlook the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to hike a lot in Runyon. And one time I look at this guy. He has this big afro and he was wearing like LMFAO clothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's this stupid guy like trying to be on LMFAO? He turns around, the guy from LMFAO. Apparently he's like that all the time.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he does it for people to recognize him or he just does it.
Because I always thought that was an act, but if that's like how they are 24/7, that's incredible.
Because
I don't know how they're still alive then.
I mean, it could be an act that it just became who they are.
I heard they were like brokers or something. Like they had a real respectable job before deciding to do music. And I always imagine, like I was talking to one of our cast members, David Neal. We were just joking around, like imagine them in like cubicles, but they still look the way they do now. It's just like, man... We got to get out of here. There's something else for us.
I mean, but just think about it. It's just fun. It's just the idea. I'm pretty sure everybody in the world, everybody, anybody, with just the idea of just you can become a professional singer or a porn star maybe. That could be another thing. just the fact that you can do that and it's possible and it's true, like, that's an amazing thing. But the bad thing about it is the hustle. It's just so much hustle to get to that point, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure they had it tough when they were, like, you know, they were a little bit more financially stable than other people.
Because isn't there, like, grandpa or someone, like Quincy Jones or something?
Mm-hmm.
They have connections.
Yeah, they have connections. But, like, so for other people that, you know, they grow up in Africa, in, like, Eastern Africa, or, like, people, like, in a poor neighborhood in Colombia, their dads are drug smugglers and things like that, they like the idea of it, but they don't see it as something possible because they have nowhere to start.
Yeah, or the amount of work it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams, guys. Follow your dreams. Because honestly, if somebody would have told me, hey, Steve, that thing you have there is called a penis, and you can just fuck anybody you want
for money.
Basically for money. You just have to videotape it and put it online. If somebody would have told me that idea when I was a kid, I'll probably be a porn star by now.
Because, I mean, you're doing it for free.
It's like, already. Really? I'm already doing it. Like, yeah. I'm already doing it for free. And it's like, oh, my God, this sounds amazing on paper and in person as well. And, but, yeah, it's just the whole idea of, like, oh, I don't want to have my face on camera. I already established this persona that I have.
Yeah, because I know there's one porn star that, like, she like, wants to do sports casting.
Mm.
And I think she does, like, other stuff, but her goal is, like, ESPN. But she'll never get there. They don't want that. They should, but I don't know.
I mean, once you make that life
that
decision,
life choice.
A life choice, I'm going to become a porn star, is either you retire super quick after your first 10 films or less, or you're on that bandwagon forever,
I've always wondered.
Or
like,
until you get AIDS. Or
some
retire,
like,
because they got AIDS.
I've always wondered, like, how like a father must feel when their, like, daughter says, like, yeah, I'm doing porn. It's like, ugh.
I mean, I bet they feel, I mean, some of them, they don't give a fuck. They find out when they jack it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, that's my daughter.
Because I'm sure you're, well, I mean, for one, come on. That was actually a sketch we wrote once.
Oh, really?
Dad gets, but I don't know, man. It just seems like your friends come up to you like, hey, man, I saw your daughter. Oh, like, where, the grocery store? I was like, no, she was fucking some black dude. Like, whoa, that's game changer right there. Because I don't know how I would feel. First of all, I wouldn't feel successful as a dad if I found out my daughter did porn. Secondly, I don't like the fact that, like, my friends would be watching her. Like, I don't know, man. It's
an odd world. I have a friend actually that she does porn.
Mm-hmm.
She started by being a comedian. She gave herself. I tell them this story a million times, guys. Bear with me. She gave herself 4 months in the industry, showbiz wise, to be a comedian, and she didn't successfully made it in the business in 4 months. And she
that seems like a short time.
It's extremely short, right? It's so stupid.
I think she already had end game.
She's like, I'm just gonna do porn. I think so. Everybody that even thinks about it, like, they just want to do it.
Yeah.
They just give themselves that time just so they're sane.
It might as well just been like a week.
Mm.
One week to make it big.
And she's like a porn star, and it's like odd. I personally have seen only one porn of her, and it was even funny. It was like a stand up comedy performance in the porn. Like, she was just, because at first, you know, that they do the whole, you know, they don't go straight to, like,
there's backstory.
Yeah, there's always backstory. Yeah. Like, oh, where are you from? Oh, this. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, close up to the titties. Oh, this, you know, and they just start talking to her, just making her feel good, and then. That's the one, though.
those are my favorite things. So I always wonder, like, is there, like, a table read for that? So you come in, and you're like, okay, so you look nice. Do you wear any panties? And then she says, no. And then you just start fucking. Mm. Like, can you ask your friend if there's, like, table reads for plots? For, like,
well,
story?
Well, at least the ones that she has done, at least the first couple ones, it was just, she wasn't doing, like, I guess that's more like if you're an advanced porn star.
Really?
Because yeah. when you start off, you start out, oh, hi, I'm this person. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you look younger, they will exploit the hell out of that. Like, they will put you in pigtails and things like that. And you're like the schoolgirl or whatever it is. But but you're yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking like, oh, hey, like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from... well, of course, you have a different name. They always change your name. They have an alternative, like, instead of, like, being, for example, Melissa Gomez, your name in the porn industry is, like, Lisa Sucks Cock.
It's always, like, a good parody of some other star.
Yeah, there's a Nicki Minaj. There's a porn star named Kiki Minaj.
Really?
That's the name of the porn star.
Like a Paula Poundstone. That's almost one itself. Like
Christopher Strokes.
Is that one?
I know there's guys with like strokes on the last name.
Even Magic Johnson just seems like one that's already
dead. Oh yeah, that's a perfect porn star name, Magic Johnson.
Just spell it with an extra O so he can't sue you.
Hey, Magic Johnson, if you ever shoot porn in your TGI Fridays or in your Dodger Stadium or in your or everywhere you own something, use the same name you have.
What's another good one? Like LeBron James? No, LeBron. That's not good. There has to be good sports ones.
Kodick Bryant?
I'm going to look that up when I go home. That's going to be in my browser.
But yeah, guys, with that note, we end the podcast. We came to the final point.
We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
That's a fast hour and a half.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's the fastest thing ever.
Like, I was nervous I wasn't going to have anything to talk about.
That's what everybody thinks, man. Yeah. Everybody, not everybody, but like a lot of people that come in the bar because they go like, what am I even going to talk about for an hour and 30 minutes? It's like, it's smooth sailing, man.
We didn't even get to our R&B songs or anything.
No, but look, we talk about The Rock.
Yeah.
We talk about Candy in the Ghetto. We talk about your hair.
That's not Candy in the Ghetto. Sounds like a good movie or like a song.
Candy in the Ghetto.
Candy in the Ghetto.
Candy in the Ghetto.
Steve dum, had to dum, dum, dum. Gotta up me again. Steve's got that magic voice.
Riders on the Storm. Dum, 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 dum.
You got
into
that bass.
This house we're born.
Dum, dum, you should look dum, in. Dum. Find a band. Find someone with a good voice and just start a group. Ask Redfoo.
Yeah. Redfoo and Sky Blue. I gotta go to Runyon Canyon and see if I found. Every time I go to Runyon, I see somebody. Famous person.
He's just living there like a wise sage or hermit.
I bet there's a lot of actors that go to Runyon Canyon trying to get signed just for Runyon.
You think
They'd be like, do you like the way I run?
Spraying sweat on their shirts.
Ludacris over there. Say hi.
Spraying perfume on their balls.
Hey, Ludacris, you want me on Fast 7?
Ugh. There's a thing you should on his Instagram. It's pretty funny, Ludacris.
Oh, it's Ludacris, yeah.
Yeah, it's you saw that one where he's looking at Vin Diesel's three-story trailer.
I haven't seen. I knew he did something to the trailer, or he went. It said like, "Oh, I'm about to take over Vin Diesel's trailer," but I didn't see anything.
It's Vin Diesel's trailer is ridiculous. You should look it up, guys on the internet. Look it up.
Is three stories high?
Yeah, it's like a three-story trailer. Like, the top one is like a patio, and then other two, the middle one, I think, is for his business stuff, and the bottom one's just lounging.
See, why do you need all that? Why?
He's Vin Diesel, man.
Why?
He's
okay,
Riddick.
But, like, why? What's that? Because I bet that was a personal request. I bet, like, it was like, oh, yeah, I want, you know, a patio on top, and then I want my office there. I want a chick sucking my dick here, and then a guy dragging me off over here. You know, he goes swings both ways. You know,
that's the Hollywood story.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Guys, you heard it here first.
Like he said it. He said it.
Oh, he did?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, good for him, man.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I don't discriminate. I'm bisexual. That's what
good.
I do.
Maybe he can make The Pacifier 2 now. Such a good movie. Did you watch that?
And the pacifier be a dick on his mouth.
Yeah, but did you see that one? The pacifier?
No, I didn't see that movie. I know it was a kid movie.
Yeah, it was like a nanny.
Yeah, it's like Are We There Yet?
I like your version.
No, because when you said the pacifier, I thought of a pacifier in his mouth instead of be a dick.
It could star the porn star, Dick Diesel.
Yeah, yeah. Dick Diesel.
Dick Diesel, y'all.
Well, guys, we have finished this podcast, this penis-filled podcast. Yeah. Filled with penis and balls and
sodomy.
And sodomy and rocks in your butt and porn stars and
had fun.
It was an amazing, yeah, it was a filthy, great podcast, man. Is there anything you want to plug? Of course, TMI on Sundays.
Well, yeah, TMI is every Sunday at the Second City Training Center. Sundays at 7:30 post meridian PM. And yeah. Good times, y'all.
Where can people find you? Yeah, Twitter.
Sure. Twitter. I'm hardly on Twitter, but yeah, come by. Come by Twitter. Twitter is just Todd Van Meter, and then Facebook, same Todd Van Meter. You'll see me. I look goofy. You'll notice.
You'll see him. And he's on my website. If you want all that information, then go to stevedez.com. Shout out to stevedez.com and go and check out all the amazing, great stuff. We will keep going. Honestly, because it's been a super fun podcast, man, with you. So I'm definitely gonna have you again. Let me give you a high five. Cause you get a high five,
guys. We high fived.
We high fived. We just high fived. I know you didn't hear it, but we just high fived.
And Elizabeth Berkley is on Ellen right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She did that
striptease.
Yeah. It was a horrible movie. But we're about to game because we need to get those.
Should we do a Halloween pun since it's coming up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we should. Halloween's totally coming up. It's actually this week by the time this is going to be uploaded. Yeah. So we should do some Halloween bit.
It was a ghoulish show. Let's do more Halloween pun. Oh, you know what I hate, actually? Monster Mash. I hate that.
He did the mash.
Oh, I hate that song.
I like my favorite thing about Halloween is what's the name of that? Elvira, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Elvira.
Oh my God, I always thought she was hot. I knew she was old.
Yeah,
like she definitely, when she gets a close up, you can tell she's old. But I always thought she was hot.
Oh, and she is. It's because they push them up nice. But I mean, with all that makeup and stuff, she's very attractive.
It's like Dolly Parton. Like I would still do Dolly Parton. I know she's fake. Like 85% of her body is completely fake.
Yeah.
But I would still do Dolly.
We should be best friends because I thought that too. Because I saw her on Jay Leno once, and I would still go for that.
I want to go to Dolly World.
Oh, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally. Well, on that note, guys, thank you. Thank you again for being here with the Steve Dez Island Podcast. I want to thank my guest, Todd, for being such an awesome sport and being so hilarious and funny. He's going to be again. He's definitely going to be again in this podcast. And, yeah, guys, I'll see you next time with a brand new Steve Dez Island Podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.